This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Fans of gallows humor and veterans of failing companies will recognize this. The sign, often handwritten, that says, well, the last person out of whatever failing company it is, please turn off the lights. That could wind up being literally true for the city of Detroit. It's deep in debt. It's got a state-appointed board managing its finances, so it's got to cut services that it can't afford. Services that it can't afford, by the way, in part because it's a city built for 2 million people that is now home to just over 713,000 people. So streetlights might be a luxury that Detroit cannot completely afford, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
The city's Democratic mayor has floated a proposal to turn off half the city's streetlights. The idea is to do it in neighborhoods that are already blighted and mostly vacant. State legislation is about to be introduced to pay for upgrading and operating the lights that would be left on. And that's important because nearly half the city's streetlights are already busted. Jeff Horner teaches urban planning at Wayne State University. He was just talking to a student who bikes to school.
And she says, you know, some nights I just go home after dark and I know I shouldn't be doing it. And I said, no, you shouldn't be doing that because the city can be a dangerous place, especially when there's no lights.
And the city's plan means there will likely be more of those areas in the future. Bill Mitchell is co-founder of a neighborhood news website called Detroit143.org.
You're looking at approaching people who may be living in the only occupied house on their block, and persuading them that their neighborhood really is dying and that they need to move.
Now, you might expect businesses to bridle at the city cutting back on something as basic as streetlights. It could mean having to close early and a higher risk of break-ins. Kathy Wendler is president of the Southwest Detroit Business Association.
My sense is that highly populated areas that do have concentrations of business to serve are not likely to lose lighting.
Wendler, a Detroit native, admits it's hard to recruit businesses and professionals to move into Detroit right now. Crime, poverty, and impending darkness don't help, but she still insists Detroit is worth a second look. She says housing is incredibly affordable, and some neighborhoods are still very vibrant. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.